Welcome, all you listeners, for wherever you are, all over the world. It's a different time zone for many of you in different places, but thanks for taking time to be with us. We're so glad that people are listening in to join us, aren't we?
You sure are.
It's great to know people are listening in.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All ages and all different areas of the world. So join us now as we talk about how to stop feeling like we don't have enough time. Some people say I have not enough time to learn a language. But we can take time for anything if it's a priority, can't we?
Absolutely.
And you're all taking time, so congratulate yourself. Great. Good job. Ooh. And where did we stop yesterday? Let's see. What did we talk about yesterday, Campbell?
Well, we had two tips for you yesterday. Number one was to ask yourself what activities really matter to you. So these are the things that you want to be sure to prioritize and to make time for. And then
That was on page 42 of the magazine.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then number two was to identify your blocks. So look at your time and see things that maybe you're spending time on that you don't need to spend time on.
Good. And we learned some really good things about that yesterday. And I think, you know, the idea of getting real and prioritizing your time and allocating, those were all good things that we talked about.
Yeah, there was a lot of really good words to learn, as well as some good philosophies and life lessons to put into practice in our life.
And Brendan, did you think that this would be useful for you to think about?
Oh, definitely. I think it's useful for everyone to just sort of spend a little bit of time thinking about it. But for me, as somebody who's new and just making their way into the world of jobs, it's probably going to be a little bit more important for me than perhaps somebody who's been doing this for longer and who has developed
this. It's important for everybody, though. I think even older people who think, well, maybe they're retired, and then they say, well, how am I going to spend my time now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some things that are important and some not. You can't just listen to what your friends say.
Right.
You have to think about what's important to you.
Yeah, and I think when we realize that time is one of those things that once you spend it, you can't ever get it back. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm just killing time. That phrase always gets me because I realize if I'm killing time, I'm never going to get that time back.
Don't do that. Use it well.
Well, you know, it's something that I think is managing your time is a skill, and it's something that the more you do it, the better you get at doing it. So if somebody who's new to managing time won't be as skilled, they won't necessarily make the correct decisions immediately, where somebody who has tried and failed will have more skills and ability have that experience to make better decisions.
Well, I remember like when I was even Brendan's age and just out of school, and I read a lot of articles about this, and it helped me. So as we study and read more, we can learn from what we read and hear, can't we?
Absolutely. I think reading should be a priority for us in our daily life.
Right. And so on page 43 today, we're going to start out by reading the third tip for having these concrete steps. It's talking about setting an agenda. Let's read it now.
Three, set an agenda. People tell me how they have no time to read or will start their blog, teacher training, closet cleanout when they have the time. Well, the time is now. But like planning for a job interview, you have to prepare a little. The solution? Put it on your calendar. My calendar includes many petty dates, researching books, coaching clients, writing, checking out a new eatery, calling my best friend in Australia, updating my software skills, walking my dog, and even going to the bank. This stuff doesn't just happen. You've got to schedule it. My calendar is like my trusty assistant, not my domineering boss.
Well, setting an agenda is like setting priorities or making a schedule, isn't it?
Absolutely, yep. It's organizing your time visually for yourself and hopefully in a way that's not just writing down all the things you've randomly committed to, but also is a part of intentionally looking at the time that you have and deciding what things to say yes to, what things to say no to, and then being committed to those.
Well, whether you're saying you're going to start a blog, but it's depending how much you're going to do on the web and on the internet, how much you're going to do at watching on TV, and how much you're going to do at cleaning things out. There's so many things you can set your time for. And sometimes you set time, but something else happens and you have to change it. Mm-hmm. But at least it's on your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You have to put it on a schedule anyway, right?
Usually, yeah. But I mean, I haven't. I would just do, like when I was in college, I would do my work as it came up when I had time, and that worked for me because that's just how my mind and how my brain works. It's one of the skills. I'm really good at adapting to things as they go, but I don't know how long I'll be able to do that, and I know that other people can't do that,
right.
So I know that I'm different from other people.
But we'll all have to realize that. We have to realize, understand ourselves, be honest with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but still see that we are having enough time to do the things that we enjoy, because life is important. We want to enjoy it and get the most out of it, not
right.
just kill our time.
Well, I like that, being honest about yourself, right? Maybe you are somebody who's able to keep track of all of those meetings and priorities in your head, but you need to be honest, get real. If you're realizing that you keep overbooking yourself, that you're scheduling too many things to realistically get done in a given time period, if you're forgetting meetings, appointments, if you're really out of control with your time management, this is a really good, clear step towards starting to get that under control for yourself, putting
yeah.
your calendar together.
And I also think that when you're single and you're young and you just take care of yourself, right? As long as you have yourself taken care of, then you're fine. But once you involve other people, like you have coworkers, you have a boss, you have your kids, your spouse, all these other people are depending on you, you have to be really organized. And I found for myself when I was younger, it was fine. I didn't really need a calendar. But once I started to work and had family, I needed to start writing things down because I would start forgetting.
Well, that's true. And sometimes people say, well, I've had a lot of people say, I have no time to read anymore. But I'm glad that I still have time to read. And our teacher, Ruth, who's back in the States, she reads all the time. And, if you get that habit when you're young, you need to keep it up. Always keep time to read.
Yeah.
No matter if you're in school or not.
I really like the point that she's making here, too. Kind of goes along with that. That a lot of times people think about a calendar as something you just write events or meetings on. They don't think about scheduling on your calendar a chunk of time that you're going to read, or you're going to take some personal time to maybe go on a walk. To say that that's something you can schedule on a calendar as well is a really important point if you find that you aren't naturally making that time and it's something that you want to have as a priority in your life.
Well, that's true. Like even some certain things you want to do at your home or clean up your closet or whatever it is, if you don't say, well, now this Saturday I'm going to do that, then you might do a lot of other things. So it's good to put it down. Make a schedule on it, I think. It says put it on your calendar, and it could be one that you carry around on your cell phone, or you could write it down,
mm-hmm.
but put it on your list of things that you want to do when,
right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think something that's important is that you are writing it down and you are sort of making a sort of permanent mark, because you can commit to something with words and it'll be a lot easier to forget, but as soon as you write it down psychologically, that makes it very...
Stronger.
I don't want to necessarily say more real, because
no.
it was real before, but
it
makes it more meaningful, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, a lady, Susie Moore, wrote this, so she gets a manicure and a pedicure, but the men might say, I have to schedule a haircut. Maybe it's time for me to get one.
Right.
Or other things along that line that you have to do. And also taking time to do these other things that are listed down here. Even checking out a new restaurant, you say, I want to go there sometime. So you might call one of your friends and say, let's go out and try the new restaurant. But if you don't put it down, you'll never do it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm going to do it sometime, but you better say, let's do it Wednesday or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And I like the last line here. It says, my calendar is like my trusty assistant, not my domineering boss.
Mm-hmm.
So this contrast she's making of somebody who is trustworthy, who is helping her manage her time, versus somebody that is controlling her every movement.
Right.
And I think it just has to do with the way that you use a calendar. If you were doing the first two steps well and not just randomly saying yes to every request for a meeting or social engagement that comes your way. You know, if you do it that way, if you're saying yes, 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 that calendar gets filled up and you're overwhelmed and you feel like you have a domineering boss. But if you're making intentional decisions every time, checking your trusty assistant to see if you have time before you say yes, then it really can be a helpful tool for you.
Right. Well, that's very important.
Yeah, and I think the idea also is that, you know, schedules need to be flexible, right? So a domineering boss is very demanding. So it's, you get what, you know, you do what I tell you to do now. Right, but a trustee assistant is just as a reminder, and
reminder
if you need to make
time.
An adjustment, mm-hmm. then you make an adjustment.
Our attitude's important then.
Yeah, and I think that's really one of the key things here is that it's not just your attitude of, you know, flexibility, but it's also the fact that you are the one in control.
Right.
In the first case, the trustee assistant, you are the one in control, and the calendar is just helping you do what you need to do. In the second case, you are not the one in control, and the calendar is the one dictating what you have to do because you said yes to every little thing that came along.
And remember what we read at the very beginning of this lesson yesterday was we have to say that how we use our time is up to you. It's up to you. It's up to me. Just keep remembering that. That's very, very important. And so we have to think of what we say, change the language, the way we think about it. Let's take the next part, the first half of this number four, to change your language.
Four, change your language. Words matter. They have power. And let's be honest, saying, I don't have time is an excuse for not wanting to do something. Here are some awesome, empowering alternatives. I choose not to start that project until next year. I'd love to read that book. I'll get to it after my home renovations are complete. CrossFit sounds fun, but I love my current cycling and Pilates mix. I'd love to go out this weekend, but have a work deadline I need to prioritize. As Stephen Covey, the late best-selling author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, wrote, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities.
So what we say, how we say it, words do matter.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely they do. They matter for what we're communicating to other people. To say, I don't have time, can sound like you just don't really care about that person, as opposed to being able to be a little more vulnerable and say, you know, these things are happening in my life, so I'm not able to do this, even though I'd like to. This is the reason I can't prioritize.
How you say it.
How you say it makes a big difference for your relationships, and it also makes a big difference for yourself, how you view your world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like what she says here, that I don't have time is an excuse for not wanting to do something. And that's
true.
Absolutely true.
That is true. But she says here's some very interesting different ways. She says empowering gives you more control alternatives. She uses the word awesome. Some people say everything is awesome. Some people say everything is cool. So awesome. Mm-hmm. Those are two words. But there's other words you could say. These are good ways, great ways, interesting ways. There's lots of words we could use instead of awesome and cool. But, you know, people get used to using those too. But she chose to use awesome here. But this is what she chose. What does she say? I choose not to start that project until next year. I'm not going to do it now. I don't have time.
Yeah, and it's one of these cases where it's like, I don't have time takes the power away from you. I choose not to start that project means you are deliberately making a conscious choice, and you have the power in that case over your time.
Right. Well, in the same way with reading.
Yeah, it says, I'd love to read that book. I'll get to it after my home renovations are complete. So again, the idea of you taking control.
But sometimes people say that so often, they never read anything. So I like to read every day. Do you read every day?
You know, I haven't been doing that enough since I've arrived in Taiwan. I'm rearranging my life schedule and habits again, so I'll have to get back into that.
You better put that on your schedule. But don't let it, you know, be a domineering.
Right.
You. But, you know, it is good to take a little time to read because you're learning new things and you're also, it's relaxing your mind to think of different things. I think recommending that is good, but you still have to decide when you can do it.
Right.
Well, this CrossFit sounds fun. What about CrossFit? What's that?
Well, CrossFit is an exercise program, regime.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that it involves exercise.
Yeah.
And in this case, the speaker is saying CrossFit sounds fun, but I love my current cycling and Pilates mix. So it's one of these cases where they're rejecting someone's invitation probably, but it's because they say, I already have this thing that I enjoy and I would much rather just stick to it. And I think that is a much more respectable answer than just saying, I don't have time.
Right.
You know,
I exercise this way and maybe you're biking, but I'm doing something else. I can't do mine and yours both. So you choose the way, like Campbell says, you have to choose the way he exercises now, but you still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you choose the way you do it. You don't do the way everybody else does. That's very important. You're right. And you can say this. What did she say you could say over here in the second column?
So she has another example of being asked to go out for the weekend. And this person said, I'd love to go out this weekend, but I have a work deadline I need to prioritize. So again, it's just getting a little more information so people understand why you're making the decision you're making. If you just say, I don't have time, I know I usually hear, I don't want to.
But this word prioritize, we've mentioned it several times because it's the same as making a schedule or saying what you should do. And if you have a schedule, you have to change it according to what is the most important thing to do at that moment for that day. So the word is a good word. Let's say that, prioritize.
Prioritize.
If we prioritize, we'll say, I have to do this. Maybe your child doesn't feel well, they're sick, and you have to take them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's a priority more than something else you planned that day.
Right.
But ordinarily speaking, we have to prioritize a lot of things. How much time am I going to do to get my job done? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or my family, or whatever it is,
right.
You have to say which is the most important thing, and then
right.
go with it.
Yeah. And I like what Stephen Covey says here. He's the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And
a lot of people have read that book, too. Yeah.
And he wrote, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities.
That's a very good sentence, too. You might take a yellow pencil and underscore that, because that will make you, when you go back and read your lessons over, if you mark those places you want to remember, you can just go back and read those. That's a good sentence, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really actually a good change of mindset because most people, they look at what's on their schedule first. They see, okay, what do I need to do? And then they pick what's the most important of all these things that I need to get done. But what Stephen seems to be saying is if you instead change your mindset and try to only schedule things that are your priorities in the first place, you won't necessarily feel so bogged down like you have no time, and you will probably enjoy the time that you spend a lot, you know, better.
That's good advice, isn't it?
So even when you're working,
I think that's very good advice.
I do. I'm really enjoying this whole topic. I think there's just, to me, the word that comes to my mind is intentionality, that this is all about teaching you to be intentional about the way you handle your time instead of just kind of accidentally going through your day with just whatever happens to happen is great. And if you didn't get things done, whoops, guess you didn't have time. Instead of saying, no, I wasted that. I wasn't intentional. Intentionality is just such an important thing in life.
Well, we still have to finish the lesson because the last part of it is going to be hard for a lot of us because the first sentence in line 15, which we're going to read now, is to say, get better at saying no. Some people can say it quite easily, and some of us have trouble with saying no. I do sometimes.
Yeah.
So let's read the last section, get better at saying no.
Get better at saying no. Turn off all those distracting notifications on your phone Use little pockets of time. Friends running late, cab stuck in traffic, meeting ending 10 minutes early, to squeeze in some productive thinking or action. All these things can add up over time, more than you believe. Yes, it might feel strange at first. You're seizing your power. But when you don't have a plan for your life, someone else will plan it for you. But it's your life, and your precious hours on planet Earth. They're all you've got.
Sometimes it's hard to say no. Sometimes people say no to everything. But then they always say they're antisocial. What's the matter with you? You can't turn everything down. So it's hard to know when to say yes and when to say no, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it can be difficult, and that's why I think all of these other steps they've talked us through before getting to this point. Once you've, you know, looked through your schedule, you understand what your priorities are, what your needs are, how much time you do have, then you have a much better sense of what you can say yes to and what you should say no to.
So you turn off these distracting notifications on your phone. Beep, beep, you have to do this and do that. But it says you also use little periods of time, little pockets of time when things happen. You're waiting for somebody. This is why you take out your hot words and read them, or you look at your M.Studio Classroom and look at the skits because you're waiting for somebody. So you can use your time to do things that are more fun instead of just standing there saying, they're not here yet. I'm tired of waiting. Isn't that right?
Right. That's right. So this goes back to what I was saying earlier about killing time, right? Don't kill time. Use it.
That's right. Squeeze in some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but on the other hand, it sometimes might be good to use that time to reflect or to decompress, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have, like, a meeting ends early, you know, you might not want to go and use that, like, 10 minutes to, like, immediately get back to work. You might need to stop for a second, breathe, and think about what you just listened to, and then try to make a plan off of that rather than just, like, oh, I have these 10 extra minutes. I'd better use it, like, the most out of it, because that could just get tiring.
Well, that's true. It depends on, you know, but if you do have time, that's a good time to watch something that's mm-hmm. fun and like mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it goes back to what Pauline was saying about being intentional.
Right.
So you can intentionally choose to rest. Don't just stand there and just kind of daydream or zone mm-hmm. out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So it might feel strange to you at first, but when you take back the power, or you're seizing your power back, then you say, well, I'm in control. Because if you don't, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I like this phrase. It says, when you don't have a plan for your life, someone else will plan it for
they
you.
They really will. A lot of people say what we should do and shouldn't do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad used to do some freelance work for a man by the name of Chuck Colson, and someone once said to my father, Glenn, God loves you and Chuck has a wonderful plan for your life.
That's right. Some people like to tell us, you know, what we should do and shouldn't do. And it's nice. You can say, well, thank you. I will listen to your advice, but I will decide which parts of the plan I will use, right? I'm mm-hmm. sure your dad did that. Knowing him, he probably did.
Well, sometimes.
So. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there's certain things. But, you know, you still say you can do a part of it, but you don't have to do it all.
Exactly.
Right? You choose what part. We do have to be polite, and we do have to consider things like that. But you have to remember it's your life, and we have to, zhenxi, we say in Chinese, these are precious hours mm-hmm. that we have. We need to enjoy life, and when we're using it, we just only have this time once. It's going by.
Mm-hmm.
So let's use it and enjoy it and put priorities on it, and then you'll have a wonderful life, interesting and productive.
Absolutely. We hope all of you today take some time just to appreciate what a beautiful life you have and the opportunities you have in your life right now, and that you can be a little more intentional about how you take advantage of it.
That's right. So make sure you take some time to review the different steps that we've shared with you over the past 2 days and see how you can get a better grasp about your time management.
And when you review, make sure you review all of them together. We took 2 days to really unpack each of these 4 steps, But these four steps are meant to be done together and to be worked together as one giant whole to help you take back your life.
So let's say them together. Number one,
ask yourself what activities really matter to you.
Number two, identify your blocks.
Number three, set an agenda.
Number four, change your language or the way you talk and think about things. So they're good things to go over, share them with your friends, and I hope that it will make life more interesting and exciting and comfortable for you because you are in control. How you use your time is up to you, right?
That's right.
So we're thankful that you used your time to be with us today. We hope it has been important in your life, and we hope that you'll learn these lessons and enjoy life more. So thanks for being with us. We'll see you again for a new lesson next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye.